礼节美语。
陈豪在 ABC 美国公司工作，今天是星期五下午，陈豪正在跟美国同事 Amy 聊天。
陈豪， do you have any plans for the weekend?
这个周末啊，还真有活动，我们老板夫妇请我到他们家去玩。说实话呀， I'm a little nervous.
What are you nervous about?
我怕自己会有失礼的地方。哎，你给我讲讲 Amy， 在西方去别人家做客有什么需要特别注意的呢？
Do you have a gift for your hosts?
礼物？我不知道买什么呀。
Here's what I do. I take a gift with me when I know my host's tastes and hobbies.
那要是不知道他有什么爱好呢？
When I don't have a clue, I pay attention to what they like while I am there. Then I send a special gift after the visit.
我呀，我害怕吃不惯他们家的饭，所以我准备自己带饭去。
Unless you have food allergies or need to follow a special diet,That would be rude. The rule is to make do.
我倒没有食物过敏。那我要不爱吃那饭呢？
If there is something you don't like, don't let your hosts know. Have a little bit of everything to be polite, but fill up on the things you like.
你说的有道理，我可以每样都尝点，哪个合胃口呢，就多吃点。你放心，不好吃我也不会告诉他们的。哎，还有 Amy, can I take my dog, Freckles?
绝对不行。Unless they invite Freckles, ask your neighbors if they could look after him.
那我到他们家能看电视吗？
They may ask if you want to watch television, and if you have any favorite shows. 不过，要是没人问你，那他们看什么，你就应该跟着看什么。
那他们睡觉以后我能看吗？
I hate to disappoint you, but if your hosts go to bed, you should retire to your room.
那我要不困呢？
Take something to read.It's much more courteous to read quietly in your room than to stay up with the television blaring.
Amy, 我还有什么地方需要注意吗？
Don't forget when the visit is over to send a handwritten thank you note.
一定要手写，我能不能写个 email, 那表示感谢不就行了？
绝对不行。 Email is too impersonal.
可我没有像样的卡片和信封啊。
Then buy some and take it with you along with a pen and some stamps. You can write the note before you leave their house and mail it on your way back home.
哎呀，我还以为这个周末可以好好放松一下呢。看来啊，我得随时注意，做个好客人，可别闹什么笑话。
没错，还有就是要 enjoy yourself.